Marijuana arrests in New York City are still high, but slowing down slightly. Police officers made 13% fewer arrests for low-level marijuana possession after Police Commissioner Ray Kelly issued an order in September forbidding officers to arrest people for marijuana found in people's clothes. But as WNYC's Elsa Chang reports, a slight dip in marijuana arrests hasn't stopped allegations that police officers are still making improper arrests by illegally searching and mischarging people.
When Ray Kelly's order landed on the desks of police supervisors in September, he made it clear possessing a small amount of marijuana is only a crime in New York if you're displaying it in public view. So, Kelly explained, if an officer recovers marijuana on someone during a stop and frisk by ordering him to empty his pockets or by searching the person's pocket himself and pulling the marijuana out, that officer cannot charge a misdemeanor because the marijuana wasn't in public view until the police put it there.
So in order to clear up any confusion that may exist, we put that order out to make certain that officers know that they cannot be the reason for someone displaying it publicly.
Criminal justice advocates said the commissioner was coming out strong and telling the department to follow the law. Critics of the police, like City Councilman Jumaane Williams, rushed to pat Kelly on the back.
And I want to also thank and applaud Commissioner Kelly for doing the right thing when it comes to the marijuana arrest and basically enforcing what the law says. And that's what's actually happening. He's enforcing what the law says.
But according to state records, the police department is actually on track to make another 50,000 marijuana arrests in 2011. The available data for this year goes up to November 18th. And by that date, the NYPD had made more marijuana arrests this year than they had by that date last year. Police spokesman Paul Brown says marijuana arrests were trending upwards in 2011 before Kelly's order came out. State records confirm that. And they also show marijuana arrests are currently going down. But young people in the most heavily policed precincts say they're not feeling any downward trend right now. Take Josue Morel.
This right here was where I got stopped by the cops.
Morel is 19. He's Dominican, and he likes wearing baggy jeans and braids in his hair.
Recently, I was watching the news, and I heard that if you have marijuana on you and it's not in, like, public view or you're not showing it, that they're not really supposed to lock you up. So I just kept hearing it from everybody and everybody and everybody. So
on November 18th, 2 months after Kelly's order was issued, Morel stuffed 4 small baggies of marijuana inside his sleeve at home before riding his bike to a friend's place to smoke. 2 police officers stopped Morel right in front of his apartment building in the Morris Heights section of the Bronx.
He asked me, do you have anything on you? And I said, yeah, I have 4 bags of marijuana. And he said, oh, where are they?
Morel told them where the marijuana was, and he says one officer shook his sleeve until 3 bags dropped out. To fish out the last bag, Morel says the cop had to stick his hand up his sleeve. Then they arrested him. And on the criminal complaint, the officers had a different story. They say Morel was actually displaying 1 bag of marijuana in his right hand. Morel was brought to central booking, where he spent 2 nights in jail. By the time he got out, he found out he had lost his job driving a delivery truck.
Being to the fact that I didn't memorize the number to the job, I couldn't call anything. And when I showed up, he said, you know, I couldn't sit here all day and wait for you. It's already been 3 days that you ain't come and ain't called me and let me know what happened. So I had to let you go, and I was replaced.
Defense lawyers say improper arrests, like Morel's, have been flowing into their offices since Kelly's order. Scott Levy is an attorney with the Bronx Defenders.
We are still seeing on a daily basis cases where our clients are being arrested and charged with misdemeanors where, according to them, they never possessed marijuana in public view. They possessed it in their pocket, in their clothing.
Criminal justice experts had hoped marijuana arrests would drop more after Kelly's order. Harry Levine of Queens College has been studying the city's marijuana arrest rates for decades. Before Kelly's order was issued, Levine interviewed dozens of public defenders in New York City who told him somewhere between a half to two-thirds of all the marijuana arrests they see are the result of police officers ordering people to empty their pockets or officers reaching into pockets themselves. Therefore, Levine says, this modest 13% dip in marijuana arrests suggests officers are still making improper arrests and violating Kelly's directive.
Does Kelly not have the power to stop his police from doing these things? Kelly's order has been, at the very least, it's fair to say that it has not been fully embraced by the commanding officers and carried out in the spirit that at least some observers thought would happen.
Prosecutors let Josue Morel plead his marijuana misdemeanor down to a violation. All he had to do was pay a ticket. But that meant $145, and he didn't have the money because the police still had his wallet from the arrest. So after he found a new job, he had to ask his boss for a loan on his second day of work. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.